Happy Tuesday to everybody, and we are going to meditate. This meditation helps you to find inner peace. Therefore, please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight as much as you can. Gently close your eyes. Meditation is not a punishment. Therefore, always please respect your body, your limits. You know your physical strength and abilities. Accordingly, you can change your posture. A deep, long breath, then release. Let go and relax your body, relax your mind. In this moment, you cannot do other things. You all are here with intention. Therefore, in this hour, let's stay in the present moment. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. May no harm come to me. May no difficulties come to me. May I be well, may I be happy, May I be peaceful. Remember, it is very important if you are looking for inner joy, happiness and contentment, better to learn how to love yourself. Without loving yourself, there is no spiritual journey, there is no inner journey. Sometimes self-love is very challenging for people. Ask yourself why. But people are very good to focus on other people. What I am suggesting you in this moment, before you focus on other people, better to focus on yourself. That's why we are practicing this self-love. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. You are wishing for your physical well-being and your mental well-being. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Think of them individually by names. My mother, my father, my grandparents. Be well, be happy, be peaceful. Some of your parents or grandparents, they left this world, but still you have memories with them. That means they are still part of their lives. Still you can practice loving kindness, thinking of them. Your brothers and sisters, your children and grandchildren. You can imagine their smiling faces. We all are brothers and sisters in one large family. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. All the people in this neighborhood, this county, this city, this country, and whole world. There are so many people who are in misery, worrying, sad, in fear. Now think to yourself, in this moment, millions of people are worrying, sad or mad. But in this moment, you are here in this peaceful place, in this sanctuary, trying to figuring out how to stay focused with love, compassion and mindfulness. You are a powerful human being. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Some people are dying without food, without water, without medicine. Appreciate your life. All the opportunities you have, you are safe. Then send your loving thoughts towards whole world. Practicing loving kindness is not a job to do. Just creating that thought and intention in your mind. Then maintain that wholesome thoughts in your mind throughout the day. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back to the breath or present moment. No need to repress your thoughts. No need to control your thoughts. You cannot control them. Let them to be, or just observe them. When you observe them, you can see they are coming to your mind. They are staying for a while, then they are leaving your mind. Just be patient with them. Don't react. No need to condemn or judgment. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. It means respect, respect to yourself and others. The second meaning is receive and going inward, not outward. The third meaning is surrender your egotistical mind. Be humble without being a doormat. That is the meaning of bowing. Now you can make a wish for the day or your life, how you want to live, how you want to do, how you want to behave, how you want to act. If you have some weaknesses in your life, you can think to yourself, I'm going to make them better experience in my life. And also you can send some prayers and blessing for somebody need help. This is a good time to do so after your meditation practice. Now I am going to do a short chant, give blessings to all of you this day and forward. Please listen to the chant mindfully and attentively. Receive the blessings. Bahun sahas mabhinim mit sayudhantam girimekalam udit ghore sasena maram danadi dhamma vidhina jitva munin tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani nala giring gajavaran atimant bhutan davangi chank masaniva sudarunantan mitambusek vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani. May you be well. be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Happy to see you all this morning. Okay. How was meditation this morning? Nice. It's very important to do meditation today. I know some people message me, call me. Oh, today is a very special day. Everybody's worrying and sad, and you know, we have to stay focused. Bhante, please say something to calm down. I always messaging, okay, everything is subject to change. If you understand that, everything will be fine. Okay. So anyway, yesterday in my class in Arlington Heights, I talked about this too. I want to ask, there are lots of young people too. So we all know English is not my first language. I learned this language. So I don't have feeling for the language. But I understand. But now think about when we use your language, you feel in your heart when you say a word. I'm getting better, more I use it, I feel it, but still not perfect. Sometimes I say things to people, they misunderstand. But my intention is pure. Sometimes you say something to me, I misunderstand. But your heart is pure about it, because that's a language. So it's happened to me. If you go to another country, if you use that language, it's happened to you also. It is a very common thing. So therefore, I try to understand too, and same time I try to give some wisdom for you to think. Okay. First, I want to ask you a question about a word. When you use the word suffering, in English, the word suffering, tell me, let's have a discussion, okay? You can answer. How do you feel about that word? What is your feeling when you hear the word suffering? Young people? First, I'm going to ask young people. They are my Buddhas today. They are wonderful. I'm asking, when you hear the word suffering for young people, how do you feel? You know, be honest. We can laugh. Anything? Anybody have any thought? When you hear the word suffering, what is the feeling about it? How you express your feeling? Yes? Louis, see? How wonderful, that little Buddha. Okay. Oh, see, he's suffering. Okay, good. Okay, anything? These young teenagers, how do you feel about the word suffering? You have any thought? No? Are you shy to answer? Anybody has any thoughts, young people? How do you define that word suffering to yourself? Okay, adults? Okay.
I need to know a little bit, you know, like what kind of suffering, because to me, suffering could just be a word in the dictionary, or personal pain, it could be somebody else's pain, sadness.
Okay.
But sometimes I need a little bit more around the word.
Okay, good, good. Anybody else?
I see it as resistant.
Okay, resistant. Okay, good. Anything?
Suffering? Suffering. Suffering.
Okay. Suffering for a reason. Okay, good. So, anybody else? Yeah?
A lack of connection to my inner self.
Okay, connection to inner self. So, in Okay, good. Yeah. So when we hear this word suffering in English, because you are born into this language, is it negative or positive? Yes, that's what I want to get. Okay. So it is negative. Why it is negative? It doesn't
feel good.
It doesn't feel good. That's why it's negative. Anything? Sounds like a painful. Yeah, painful, right? Painful. Many people don't like that pain, suffering, challenges and difficulties in that word. Then what we are going to do with it? So it is obvious we all have it. You cannot say no to it, right? Physical pain or mental pain or whatever pain, you know, our pain and suffering is can be physical or it can be mental. So you cannot say, I don't want any mental pain. I don't want any physical pain. I don't want any physical suffering or any mental suffering. I don't want it. You can stop it? No. It is obvious. More you are trying to stop it, what will happen? More suffering. So therefore, what I'm suggesting you, change your perspective about it. The word suffering. It is obvious, it is part of life. We have to accept it. We have to deal with it. Then, when you deal with it, we have to learn from it. So, our physical suffering, there is no perfect answer. Do you think there's a perfect answer for your physical suffering? 100% you can fix your physical suffering? No, right? Then you are going to live the rest of our life without dying. So, that means there is no perfect answer for physical suffering, but you can manage it with your practice or medication or meditation. You can learn how to manage it. How about mental suffering? Same means what? Meditation can fix it. Some cases, some situation, it's a worst case, some situation I can see, we cannot fix it. But most of the time, our mental suffering, we can address through our meditation practice, understanding about it, we can fix it. So, mental suffering and physical suffering, part of our life, it is the realities. People don't like realities. We all are living in a dream world. Right? We are all living in a dream world. So, more you are living in a dream world, what will happen? More suffering. So, if you really want to enjoy this life, understand the nature of this suffering, accepting it, dealing with it. So last night, I got out from the hospital, being in the emergency room, around 10 o'clock. So I had the pain, so it's a whole other story. And so, finally I called Rebecca, I said, Rebecca, I'm going. I'm going to the hospital, you know, I handled it last few days, and not anymore, I had to figure it out, so I went there. So, when I was sitting there, I can see lots of people, they are waiting. They accepted, but they are waiting. It's a busy day. I was in pain. I was sitting there. I was look around. There is no happy faces. Right? Happy faces. I can see all the people are waiting in the lobby. They are happy, they have those, what is called the cannula and everything, they are ready to go in. I have that too. and everybody. Then I was, even I am in the pain, I was look around. There was a woman sitting on a wheelchair. I can see she is in lots of pain. She's trying this and, you know, she's going through. I can see she's mourning in the pain. But I think in the medical staff, assistant, you know, they all know about this situation, but there's a process. Then I heard, after an hour later, they called my name. But 1 hour I handle my pain, and same time I can see in front of me, elderly woman, she's in the pain. Not only my pain now, I feel her pain too. I didn't take it, but I see it, I feel it. Then I know I can handle it. I don't like it, but I can handle it. Then that lady, I felt sad, I felt in my heart. When I hear my name, they are calling my name, I was looking at that medical staff, that person who came to take me. I said, I'm okay, I can wait. I know I'm in pain too. I can wait. Could you please take her? I gave my place to her. Then I was thinking, sitting there, then I was look around other people, how they are handling their pain. I was keep thinking, even they are taking 2 in the morning, me inside, I'm going to give this opportunity, my chance, my place to other people who really need help. I need help too. So, my point today, your suffering, your pain is a good lesson for you to learn about yourself. It doesn't mean you have to suffer. But it is obvious, you cannot push it away. But as much as you can, try to learn from it. So, then sometime even in the pain, we try to smile, you try to stay calm and focus. One time when I was in the hospital, you know, I was there 2 days, so in the morning, doctor came to my room, long time ago. He was looking at me and he got the chart, like little chart, all the faces. Then he showed me, look at this chart. Could you please tell me what is your pain level? I said, you know, when doctor walked into the room, I said, hi doctor, good morning, how are you? I'm always like that. Then I said, 6 to 7, in between 6 and 7. Then doctor looking at me like, really? I said, yes, around 6 and... Then he asked me, why do you smile then? If you have 6 to 7, your pain scale, why you are smiling? Then I say, suffering is optional. So he knows I'm a Buddhist monk. And so then he said, I know, I understand, but when you come to the hospital, don't smile. It's interesting, right? When you come to the don't smile, if you have pain, he made the joke. He's a Pakistani doctor, a young man. He was smiling and he said, when you come to the hospital, don't smile. If you have pain, make it worse and show us more pain. Then we hurry up, we're going to treat you. Now, your situation, you are smiling, then we ignore you. Then I stay like a little mean. Like that. Okay, so it's hard for me. Anyway, so I realize final suffering, but what is the lesson I'm going to learn? So then other thing I learned, feel my physical suffering, working on it. That's my job, being a monk. It's okay. When I see my physical suffering, then I'm thinking about other people. I'm thinking about my mother. She's 83 years old now. She was telling me all the pain and suffering she's going through that. I always hear those things. Now I feel her. I see her pain. So then what happened when you understand suffering, the word, it is negative, it is difficult, it is challenging, then I feel other people's pain and suffering. There is another good quality is happening and you are developing in your mind. What is that quality? Yes, compassion. We build in our life, we are practicing compassion. What is the compassion? Define that word. Ability to feel somebody's pain and challenges and difficulties, then do whatever you can. Does it make sense? What else? Everybody agree with that? Yeah, right? So feel others' challenges and difficulties, then think to yourself, how I am going to help that person. So long time ago, somebody driving hour and half to the temple here to talk to me about her challenges and difficulties. Every day people come to my life to talk about their suffering. Nobody come in this building, oh my God, I have a great day today. Bhante, I want to share with you. Nobody. Very rarely sometimes people do. But most of the time I hear all the negative, suffering, painful stories. That's my life anyway, right? So then she just walked in, then she went to the showroom. You know, being in the field like 40 plus years, I don't know how to explain that. When I see a person, like a doctor, I can figure it out right away. What the person is carrying, what that person is bringing. And so I saw her, I see that sadness and challenges, and the moment she sees me, she gave me a hug, and then she started to cry. Once somebody's crying, what I'm going to do? Nothing. I asked her to sit down. Now I'm sitting here, she's sitting here, and she's crying. I gave her some tissues. That's my compassion. Okay. You know, cry. Now I'm sitting here, let her to cry. She was crying almost 10-15 minutes. She cannot talk. I understand, that's a good exercise. Crying is a good thing. If you want to cry, cry hard, which is totally fine. Don't try to hide it, don't try to push it or control it. That's really putting all your emotions out. So then I was sitting there, I'm alert and I'm aware about it. Then right after she wiped her eyes and she was looking at me and said, oh Bhante, I'm very sorry. I want to apologize. I said, why? Why you want to apologize? I'm very sorry I cried in front of you. Then I said, you didn't do anything wrong. Did I make you so emotional? Then I smiled and I said, no, not at all. I said, no, not at all. You didn't make me emotional. She took very offended. She took that very offended. She looking at me, I was driving hour and half to see you, to talk to you about my problem and my situation. I was crying, I was emotional. You don't feel me? You don't feel my challenges and difficulties? I said, I see it, I feel it, but it is not mine. I said, it is not mine. Then she said, if you don't feel it, how you are going to treat me? How you are going to help me? I said, you got it. I said, when you are crying and emotional and sad and going through a lot, I see it, I feel it, I figure it out what's going on. Then I thought, I don't want to become you, what you are going through. So then I said, summer days. When summer comes, You want to open windows. Do you open the windows summer days to get what? Fresh air. Love it, right? I love it. Still I open the windows. And so, when you open your window, right after you open your window for the summer days, what do? After you open the window? Nope. Before that you're doing something. Just open the window, then make sure screen is there. Make sure screen is there. Why is that? Keep the bugs away. Otherwise all the bugs coming in. That's why we put the screen. So every time when somebody come to my life to talk about their pain and suffering, what I do? I put the screen on. That means I can see through, but I don't want to let them come in. Then I said, when you are crying and emotional about your situation, what I did, I was protecting myself. I put the screen on like a veil, wedding veil. I can see through, but I don't want to let it come in. So then I was telling her, now I can talk to you because I am protected. Now think about the during the COVID time. When whole world having a COVID, all the medical professionals, they said, no, we are going to stay home, we are not doing work because we don't want to get COVID. Did they say that? No. They were working in the hospital. How they work? Protections and, you know, like a spaceman, some people, you know, doctors. Why is that? They want to treat the people, but they were protecting that. That's what we call the compassion. Make sense? Real compassion is how I'm going to help you without hurting to myself. Therefore, I believe I can see the connection, these two words, suffering and compassion is interconnected, if you deeply understand that. So now, Western psychology, all the psychologists, therapists, counselors, they are using a word. What is the word? Compassion fatigue. You heard that? Compassion fatigue. Why is that? End of the day, when you are trying to help so many people going through emotional challenges, physical challenges, therapists, counselors, all those people, if they are not aware about what they are doing, what will happen to them end of the day? They feel heavy, they feel sad. I met a couple of therapists like that. They don't have good relationship. They don't have good relationship with the wife or the husband or children. When they go home, they are very negative about it. Why is that? We are taking everything into their lives. So my point today is please understand your physical and mental suffering. Physical suffering, you can fix it temporarily using medication and using meditation. But mental suffering, most of the time, if you have a good person, noble friend, good guidance, you can fix it. While you are understanding your physical and mental suffering deeply without being negative about it, because the reality, then you become so compassionate, you feel touch being in that awareness to helping to other people. So now my life, every time when I see somebody is in pain and suffering, I know that pain and suffering in my life too. Therefore, without hurting to myself, I'm always thinking, like last night, how I am going to give some pain-free, compassionate feeling to other person when I understand that. Make sense? It's very important practice. Any questions? Any thoughts? You can say disagree with me, that's totally fine. Then I will say that's not my problem. No, just kidding. Okay, any questions, any thoughts? Anybody has any thoughts? Yes, Mike?
And then if I think about it for a little bit, it kind of goes away.
Yeah. Yeah. So you cannot control that. So now think about the, if you know the story of the Buddha, I'm not going to tell this whole story. Why Buddha come to the world? Because of suffering. Why Buddha left the palace? Because of the suffering. Because he was in the palace as a royal, as a prince, having fun in the palace. He had everything according to the, you know, historical story. But why he left? He saw suffering. Now think about, after he leave the palace, he figured it out, then how many thousands of people learn from what he learned? Now the Blue Lotus exists because the day, almost 3,000 years ago, he left the palace. That's why Blue Lotus exists too. If he didn't leave that day, I'm not here, Blue Lotus is not exist. Now think of how powerful, if one person understand this physical and mental suffering, he or she creating some good positive energy in the world. That's my point. Okay? I hope everybody learned something beautiful. Anybody new here today? New persons? Yes, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Angie Price, and I was offered to come with my friend.
Thank you so much for coming. Welcome to our spiritual home. Anybody? Okay, welcome. Anybody? I know all those, you know, I saw them last week, you know, Saturday. Anybody new? Okay, good. Thank you so much for coming. So I'm always recommending new people a couple of books. You know, if you want to learn about the mindfulness practice, this is the book I'm always suggesting, Mindfulness in Plain English. And also, if you want to learn about a little bit about the Buddhist teaching, I don't have that book. And so if you really want to learn about the Buddhist teaching, what the Buddha taught, so this book also I'm suggesting. So some fun reading. Who ordered this truckload of dung? This is fun reading, lots of fun stories, very practical teacher. So please consider that book. And also this book, Sitting on the Toolbox, you know the monk Bhante Sujata? So this is his book too. So if you want to read that.